Mike's favorite bits.
The one thing that they did not want to change with the Godzilla 1998 as opposed to this one was the soundtrack. Because the Godzilla soundtrack was a great success.
It was.
And one of the best parts of the original 1998 Godzilla soundtrack was Green Day's contribution, which was Brain Stew, only all they did was add Godzilla roars to it.
Right.
And they called it the remix. It was like, hey, this is a new Green Day song. I remember it being labeled New Song from Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a new song from Green Day. It was Brain Stew, only they added Godzilla roars to it.
Didn't they kind of do the same thing with No Shelter?
No, No Shelter was an original song for that soundtrack. But
what about the Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page song?
That song was fucking great.
Yeah.
I think that's still on my iPod.
That's fucking hot.
That song, it was Kashmir. And I remember him saying that like he woke up in the middle of the night to like one of those like rock of the 70s infomercials.
Yeah.
And he heard the
beat
riff from Kashmir. He's like, oh, I got to call these motherfuckers. And he got Jimmy Page to do it. But on the break, which is coming now, I am going to play Brain Stew from the Godzilla soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, we have an exclusive sneak peek of the new Godzilla soundtrack, which will be coming soon. So
I can't wait.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430, or on the Skype, WFO Dicks. So, I mean, that was about what I said it was, right?
More or less, yeah.
And they're replicating their success with that soundtrack with the new soundtrack. And, I mean, they pulled out all the stops. They got some heavy hitters for the new one. They got, you know, they got Adele, because Adele's big, right?
Yeah.
Adele's a big deal. You like Adele.
She did the title track for the James Bond flick.
And they got Lord too, because the Lord, she's a big deal right now too, right?
Yeah.
You know, Lord.
She's so hot right now.
I've never seen a diamond
Lord
in the flesh.
Oh, I love this song. And it's new.
Oh, snap, that's my cut.
Right? And I'm
not proud. I knew that song was missing something.
Godzilla roars.
That's what it needed.
But it's not just, you know, pop things.
That's really cool.
I know, it's catchy, right?
I really like it.
It adds a new element. It's not just, you know, pop ladies either. I mean, we got some, you know, big name rock and roll stars too. Because you got to bring the rock and roll, like for when, you know, there's some action going on
Well, you got to have it just as varied as the original 1998 soundtrack.
And who in the world is more rock and roll than Fall Out Boy?
Oh, snap. That's actually a great addition to that song. I would go to a Fall Out Boy concert if they played that song. This girl's got Joe Lord, and all the noise was doing was like a 1980s, like, animatronic little Godzilla action figure that made the growl noises into a microphone.
I want to see, like a group of Godzillas singing backup vocals for Fall Out Boy.
Does it have, like, a whole line of them?
Yeah, like,
I mean, is Fall Out Boy a little too pop-punk for you?
I think so.
Do you want something a little heavier?
I need some alternative rock.
What about Avenged Sevenfold?
Oh, shit.
On the Godzilla soundtrack.
Ooh.
Being a
man. Man, that blends so seamlessly. I listen to the song, it's just gonna be missing that one thing to make it great.
I only have one left. Can I play my last
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely.
That's the last exclusive track that you have, is the one coming up?
I only have one more, yeah.
So I guess we're gonna have to wait for the full release to hear the rest of them.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Can I tell you, I saw that movie this weekend, and that was my favorite part of the movie, when Bohemian Rhapsody came up, when he was about to sock out another monster, and it just started kicking in. Oh, it was perfect.
So let me ask you this. How long before the Godzilla soundtrack did Brains do that?
I don't know.
Man, if only we had a producer to look these things up.
I think Drunk is testing Travis.
I think the real monster in the world is AIDS.
Brain Stew came out 2 years before Godzilla 1998. Jesus.
2 years?
Yeah, 1996.
Wow.
I thought it was months, 2 years. Wow.
Yeah,
so just so long
it was
enough.
A 2-year-old song.
this new song by Green Day.
Just wow. Long enough to get the song out of rotation at the local radio stations. And
pretty
it's
much.
Back with Godzilla roars.